All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with the great Alan McDougall. And Alan, you were sharing with us some very good principles of goal setting, just kind of laying the foundation, but now we're going to really move into business principles. You are a bona fide businessman, entrepreneur. Share with us what business life is like for Alan McDougall.
Well, that's a good question, Carl. What it's like today is, I guess it's what it's like today. It wasn't what it was like last week because I'm very, like I said last in my last conversation with you on the interview, I talked about the how, you know, the honesty and the openness and the willingness, and that really moved me forward when I overcame my addiction and went and tried different things in my life that I wanted to do. But the how principle still follows me on a daily basis. I had a meeting yesterday with some people that are going to be doing some search engine optimization for me, and I know nothing about this stuff. I'm the old Fred Flintstone of PowerPoint, Carl. You know, something someone did an interview with me in a newspaper up in Canada, and they said, what do you attribute your success to at your age? And I said, I know today what I don't know, and I surround myself with people that know what I don't know. And I'm honest and open and willing to reach out to them. So I met this, and you talk about an entrepreneur, this young man exactly half my age, multi-millionaire, self-made, with doing this search engine optimization. So if I want to continue to reach my goal to help other people in both USA and Canada and globally, I need to get my name out there and my brand. And so I guess that's my plan. I met with him yesterday and spent maybe two or three hours, and we come up with a business strategy. So I did not have a strategy going in, but I was open to new ideas.
And I know that is a tremendous part of it, being open to new ideas. And like you said, too, I tell you what, your humility is such a powerful force in your life.
It is. On the back, I'm looking right at it right now, Carl. It's funny you should mention that. I'm looking at the back of my 10-year medallion for my sobriety. On the back, I had engraved, "When humility and honesty come together, nothing can stop you."
Hmm. I love that.
Yeah. And so you may ask a question that people may be listening: is what drives me, or what motivates me to invest my time, my energy, my passion? What wakes me up early in the morning to get into work? And to be focused not only on my real job but my dream job. As I received an email this morning from a woman that I tried a new business plan. See, when I used to go to Les Brown Platinum speaker training and workshops, I would be so embarrassed, Carl. And this is only 5 years ago. They say, "What's your business plan? What's your strategy? Where are you going to be in 5 years?" And so people come up with all this wonderful plan, and Al McDougall didn't have one. So it's funny enough, when I went to Florida 2 weeks ago to meet a friend of mine, she kept saying to me, which embarrassed me, all these questions. I went back to see them 2 weeks ago on New Year's. Her and her husband came to me and said, "We need to talk. You got your book in Barnes & Noble. You're reaching your goals. We need to tap into your business plan." I didn't have a written down business plan, Carl, but I told her, I said, this is the way it is, Jeanette. My business plan is not only in my head, it's in my heart.
Yes.
And so what a turnaround for a little old me to go down there who was scared of all these investigative type questions to say, "Al, we need your help." So I'm not saying that for people not to write down their goals and to follow their dreams, but I think a big part of mine is it's in my heart,
yes.
And that's the driving force. And so this is the example of what happened to me last week. This is how my life changes on a weekly basis. I was in the Barnes & Noble. I have my book in Barnes & Noble, as you know, and it's in a test market. So they put 10 books in 5 different locations in the Pittsburgh area. So I'm going in, meeting all the managers and introducing myself, and I'm as excited as a little boy that used to get a 10-cent bag of potato chips a week for my allowance. And I go in and I announce, and I said, "You know, is there anything I can do? And thank you for putting the book up on the shelf, and it's so emotional for me to see it. Would you mind if I sign them?" So I signed them. And then the next thing I did, following my intuition, is I went to the store and selected a stranger. And I went up to the stranger, male or female, one in each location. I said, and you have no idea who I am, and this is what I am, and this is why I'm celebrating here today. And as part of my celebration, I'd like to buy you a copy of my signed book. Would you be interested? And the one man said, absolutely. So I walked to the cashier, signed it, gave it to him along with a receipt. As we're walking to my car, he reads the inside of my cover, and he said, I can't believe this. First of all, you bought me a book. Second of all, I'm a high school teacher in Pittsburgh, and we have a lot of problems with substance abuse in our faculty and our student body. When I read the book, I'll be reaching out to you to probably speak at our school. I go to the next Barnes & Noble. I meet a woman walking through the store, same scenario. I offer her a book, and this is, I'll read part of the email, if I may, just a paragraph sure. I received today. This is Barbara from the Manuelville Barnes & Noble. You bought and autographed one of your books for me on December 30th. I just finished your book. And this is the sentence that moved me to a tear this morning. She said, I would have finished it last week, but I put it down as I wanted to savor the last few chapters. I did not want it to end. Like, it doesn't get better than that, Carl.
It doesn't.
You know, wow. She said, you know, she said, I didn't know what to answer you when you said to me, what do you want me to write in the autograph? I was curious. She said, I was sort of shocked by your generosity. I didn't really know what the book was, but you pointed out what was on the cover. I just knew it was about addiction, and I knew I had a problem. I had to make another stop on the way home, and I read Les Brown's foreword. Then I read your introduction in another parking lot, and I was hooked right then. So that's the result of being open to new business plans. Follow your hunch, follow your heart, take a risk. Most people didn't know me in a store. All they had to say was, no, thank you, and I would have continued on my way. But I know one thing, Carl, if you don't open up and ask a question, nothing's going to change.
That is such a powerful truth. And I'm amazed, I'm so impressed, Alan, at this process. There are certain things that we can be taught to do, and that's important. That there are so many business principles that we'll read about in many of the books, we'll hear about in the classrooms, and they're very significant. They certainly have their place, and I am very, very glad that we have those in place. But what you're sharing with us, too, is that we don't have to just go by what we're taught. We don't have to go by the norm. Even when it comes to letting people know who we are, what we're doing, what we'd like to do with them, we can be creative.
Right. And when you put the last sentence, Carl, when you put Norm and my name together, Duranda had a big smile on her face, because that doesn't usually go hand in hand, Normal and Al McDougall. But I'm just telling the people that are listening is to, as I always said, I think I said my last interview with you, you have to be you. You have to be you. Because everyone else is taken, and you have to follow your bliss. And if your bliss is whatever it is, write that down. But not only write down your goals, but write down the benefits that you want from it. But to expand on that, I believe you should write the benefits that it's going to give to the world. What's your intention? What's your intention? It's not all about, like, what's in it for them? What's in it for the person that's going to see the benefits of your goal setting? Even if it's your next-door neighbor, your husband, your wife, your social network, your church, your faith base. It doesn't have to be big audience. It just has to be an audience.
Alan, I know that we're only halfway into the conversation, but that's okay. Would you please tell people again the title of the book? I know you mentioned Barnes & Noble, but could you mention to them the various ways that they could get the book?
Absolutely. The book is called Breaking Through, Discovering the Riches Within. And it's available in Barnes & Noble on the Nook. It's also available on Amazon. But I'd love for everyone to take a few minutes and go visit me on my website at www.ampublicspeaking.com, ampublicspeaking.com. And you can ask for the book on there. You can send me an email. I'll send you a book in the mail. I like to take risks a little bit. If you read my book, you'll know I was a risk taker most of my life. And I'm having a January 10th special today that I offered the same last time. If I trust you completely. If you send me an email and want to purchase a book, I'll send it to you in the mail, and you can send me a check for $5 off the regular price.
Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a great deal. We're still in the very start of this brand new year, a year of anticipation for many people. What better way than to get your hands on this great book so that you can get into your eyes, into your mind, into your heart, many of these tremendous principles, these truths that the successful Alan McDougall is living by himself as he walks you through how to discover the riches within you. We'll give the information again towards the end of the conversation, but just for the benefit of those who may not be able to stay with us for the full hour, they got to slide out now because they got some place they need to be out. Just wanted us to get that information to you before you left. Alan McDougall and I will be right back. To those of you who can, sit tight.